So we are in Shaar Dalet, Perek Hey. We're talking about now how a person needs Yiras Shamayim in order to succeed in their learning. Because if they don't have Yiras Shamayim, then they have nowhere to store the Torah that they're supposed to be receiving. And the Torah says, Ki Hashem Yitin Chachma, Hashem gives Chachma, Mipiv Da'as Usvuna. Hashem is the one that gives the Chachmah, except from the Vilna Goyim. You'd rather get it from Hashem than from the Malach. So therefore, Hashem gives the Torah, says the Reb Chaim, who is he going to give it to? He's not giving it to someone that doesn't have anywhere to put it. And since the Yiras Shamayim is the Oitzer, the Yiras Shamayim is the place to store the Torah, therefore someone needs to make sure they have an Oitzer to put their Torah in. Okay. Now, he goes on and he brings a few other Mamari Chazal. So let's continue in Shaar in Perek Hey. And he says like this. He says, Valze Omar HaKosuf. The Pasuk says, the Pasuk, very famous Pasuk, Reishit Chochma Yirat Hashem. Reishis Chochma Yiras Hashem. The beginning or the start or the of Chochma, the Reishis, Bereishis, the beginning, the start of Chochma, of wisdom, is Yiras Hashem. Okay, Mavur back the Masa Zohar, and this is what the Zohar says. The Zohar actually asks the question. The Zohar asks Akasha, Reishis Chochma Yiras Hashem. The beginning of Chochma is Yiras Hashem. Haikra Hachimi Boile. Really, it's the opposite. Sof Chochma Yiras Hashem. You can only really attain Yiras Hashem once you've learned. So, what do you mean the beginning of Chochma is Yiras Hashem? The end of Chochma is Yiras Hashem. Once you have Torah and then you're big time Chochma, then you can have Yiras Hashem. So which one is it? So the Zohar answers, Ella I Reishis, Allah lego darga de chachmas ila. It's the beginning of being able to get chachma. It's not that, it doesn't mean okay, you start with Yiras Hashem and get to Torah. No, you start with Yiras Hashem enough to get you to Torah. Then once you have Torah, you can get a Yiras Hashem even higher. So it's like they build off of each other. Okay? So he says, again, so clear in the Zohar, that the Yiras Hashem is the gate through which one can attain Chachma. The Yiras Hashem is the gate through which one can attain Chachma. Hare Mevor, it becomes clear. Hagam Shehayira hi mitzvah achas, even though Yira is a mitzvah. And now this is a very big problem, because the Reb Chaim Volozhiner has told us many times that really Torah is more powerful than mitzvos. And here we're saying that you need Yiras Hashem to get Torah, but Yiras Hashem is a mitzvah. So I thought that Torah is more powerful than mitzvahs. And here we're saying you need this mitzvah to get to Torah. So he says, Omna mitzvahs k'nias ha'yira mimenu yizbarach rabbi mod. This mitzvah of getting Yiras Shamayim is very important. Shehi muchrachas, because it is a necessary component, le'ikra kiyum v'shimur ha'torah ha'kdoisha. In order to get the Torah, and without it, he says something very important. Without Yiras Shamayim, you know what else is the problem? The Torah itself that you're studying will become nimas, becomes disgusting in the eyes of people. Because, oh, this is a Talmid Chacham. This is the way he acts. Look, this is a Talmid Chacham. Now look at the way he davens. Is that the way a Talmid Chacham davens? He doesn't have the Yiras Shamayim. So not only you're not going to retain your Chachma, it's also a Chil Hashem. Person learns without Yiras Hashem, it's not good. L'chein, that's why you need to have Yiras Hashem before you start. Now he explains in the Haggah here, in the footnote, he says that he explains with this a very important Chazal. The Chazal says a very perplexing Chazal, hard to understand. It says, Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Noisein Chachma, Hashem only gives Chachma, Elu L'mi Sheyesh Boi Chachma, unless you have Chachma. So if you, Hashem only gives wisdom to those who are smart. So how'd you get smart in the first place? Hashem only gives wisdom to someone who has wisdom. So how'd you get wisdom in the first place? So some people ask this question and they say that Pshat and this Chazal is based on the Mishnah and Pirkei Avos that it says, Ezu achacham, halomid mikol adam. Who is a wise person? He who is willing to learn from anybody. Why? Because a wise person is someone who wants to know more. So that's what it means. It means Hashem only gives Chachma to someone who wants to learn from anybody. Someone that's willing to learn, he appreciates the wisdom. He wants the chachma. Oh, you want it? Then Hashem will give it to you. But Hashem is only going to give it to you if you want it. If you want it. So that's what it means. Hashem only gives chachma to a chacham. It means Hashem only gives chachma to someone who wants the chachma. He seeks it. He goes after it. That's one pshat. But the Chaim Balajna here says a different pshat. He says Hashem only gives chachma to someone who has chachma. It means which chachma? Which chachma? He says, because it says, which chachma? He brings a pasuk in Iyuv that it says, "Vayomer la'adam hein yiras Hashem hi chachma." The yiras Hashem is chachma. It's referred to as a wisdom. You have to understand how to have yiras Shemayim. So when it says Hashem only gives chachma to someone who has chachma, it's referring to two different things. Hashem only gives the wisdom of Torah to someone who has the wisdom of yiras Shemayim. Someone has the wisdom of Yirat Shemayim, that person Hashem will now give him the wisdom of Torah. So when it says Hashem only gives Chachma to a Chacham, it doesn't mean, you know, how you start. No, it means if you have the Chachma of Yirat Shemayim, because Yirat Hashem is Chachma, Reish is Chachma, Yirat Hashem, the beginning of Chachma is if you have that Chachma, then Hashem will give you Yira. Then Hashem will give you Torah. If you have Yira, Hashem will give you Torah. Okay? Yeah. I always thought like this. I wanted to explain this for a second. It says that you cannot have chachma, you cannot have wisdom without yiras Hashem. That's what we're saying. So the question is, why not? Why can't you have wisdom without yiras Hashem? So I was thinking like this. I was thinking that if a person has no yiras Hashem, so what is his motivation in doing certain things? It's whatever his pre-existing motivation is, right? So whatever his motivation is, that's what's going to shape his chachma. So I'll give you an example. Let's say you have a doctor, a research doctor. That's what I was thinking about when with COVID and everything. You have a guy who's a research doctor. So he's trying to find out the chachma of COVID. He also happens to have political leanings towards the left, to the people that say you need X, Y, and Z. This is right. So all of a sudden, all of his findings are going to lead him to the conclusion that his political leanings happen to match with. Because the way a person is that their chachma is skewed by their negias, by their bias. If a person has a bias, then when they're studying the topic, they're going to automatically try or be off center because they're going to study it with their bias. So when you're hearing the doctor's opinion, are you really hearing his chachma of medicine? Or are you hearing his political bias? How come it's just a coincidence that everyone that's a Democrat like this and every doctor that's Republican is like that? Why is that? Because that's the chachma? No, it's because the chachma is secondary. The bias is what's really making the person's decision. He's using his chachma to promote his pre-existing opinion. So you don't really have chachma if you don't have yiras Hashem, because your chachma is just based on your bias. So therefore, if you have yiras Hashem, you know what that means? It means you're looking for the truth. Then you're looking for the MS. You're looking for the MS. Now the chachma can come out because you're looking for the truth. But till you're looking for the truth, you're not going to have chachma either. Because all you have is your bias that you started off with. Okay? So in other words, you can't really have emes without yiras Hashem. Because you're not looking for the truth. You're just looking to promote your opinion. Okay? I don't know if anyone agrees with what I'm saying now, but it's very important. So the when we say that yiras Hashem hi chachma means that the only way to get chachma is with yiras Hashem. Otherwise, you're not getting chachma. You're just getting. You're promoting your bias. Okay. Now, everyone says that if a scientist would really have no bias, okay, and they would have no bias, so the MS would prove itself. You know, it wouldn't and it wouldn't lead to the conclusions that they've found, right? Evolution, all this stuff. It's only because there's a bias that they don't want to find a God. So therefore, they use the Chochmah to prove it. But the Chochmah is not the Emes. So therefore, there's no real Chochmah in the world without Yiras Hashamayim, because everything is just based on bias. Okay, now, that is a parenthetical comment. The Nefesh HaChaim finishes off by saying, "Ubezeh yuvan gamkein shematzinu l'chazal." Chazal said, "Ein loy laKadosh Baruch Hu ba'olamai ela dalad amos shel halacha bilvad." So Chazal say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the only place he dwells is in the Arba Amos of Halacha, where there's Torah being learned. That's where the Shechinah is. So says Rav Shachaim Balashinar, but there's another Gemara. The Gemara says, "Ein lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ela oitza shel Yerushamayim." Hashem's main thing is Yerushamayim. So his main thing is Yerushamayim, and the main thing is Torah. So he says, "Well, in Dvareinu, it's the same thing, because of course the main thing is Torah, but you can't have Torah without Yerushamayim. Therefore, you need both, and that's why it's not a contradiction in the two Chazals." Okay, so that's the end of Perek Hey. We're going to start Perek Vav. We're not going to have a shir tomorrow. We're going to be out of town, and I don't think I can find a place to give the shir. It's going to be too complicated. So we're going to pick it up on Wednesday, Be'ezras Hashem. Okay, so we will see you all on Wednesday, Be'ezras Hashem. Okay, Yisher Karach for everyone.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Good night.
Good night,
everyone. Bye. Good night, everyone.